morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, July the 28th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We'll get with Dr. Steve Martin, 725, our sports med segment. One of our great friends over at Arthrex. Can't wait for that. Going to get a little bit into the baseball stuff. Trading deadline this week. Get into the PGA Tour, NASCAR from the weekend. What a great sports weekend. Some coaching news out there. But mainly getting ready for college football practice beginning later this week. So we'll do all that here on a Reaction Monday. The guy that will guide us through it, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, sir. How was your weekend? How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Glad to hear that.
A little tired. A little refreshed.
So you're tired but refreshed.
Oh, yes.
That seems to be a contradiction.
Well,
physically tired, mentally refreshed? Mentally tired, physically refreshed?
Mentally refreshed, physically tired.
Oh.
But, you know, a lot of swimming, a lot of floating, a lot of diving, a lot of physical output. And, my goodness, it was hot this weekend.
Now, what's one of the strangest things I've ever seen this week? Have y'all seen the weather this week? Have you seen it?
It's hot and rainy.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Okay. 95 today with no rain. But then 95 on Tuesday, no rain. We're going to get 91, maybe some showers on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. On Saturday, the high is 78 degrees. On Sunday, the high is 76 degrees.
Really?
Yes. And then it's in the 80s. We're going to go back up in the 90s again. So we're going to have the high on Friday is 90. The high on Saturday is 78. So 1, 2, 3, 4 days without the 90s, then we go back to the 90s again. So crazy, man. Crazy that August comes in and does that to us. So that to be welcome, and it might rain. Who knows? But 76 degrees is a high. Well, low's going to be like mid-60s. Feel like you're in the mountains or something coming up.
That's nice. A little relief from the heat.
So what, you spent the weekend on the lake then?
Yes, sir.
Good, man. Good.
No sunburn either.
Yeah, was it just some good sunscreen? Did you get application of all that the entire time?
Application, re-app, spending a little time in the shade, things like that. It's very difficult for me to not get sunburned.
Yes.
So it's a huge accomplishment.
I got you. Landon is here what do we have, about 3 more weeks? When do you got to go back to school?
August 18th. Oh. We'll go back up and move in will be the next day. And we'll start the senior year.
Senior year, this is it, man. This is it. We've certainly enjoyed having you, no doubt about that. How you doing? How's your weekend?
Doing pretty good. Enjoyed my weekend.
Yeah?
Had a couple more days with the girlfriend and had to bring her back yesterday morning, bright and early.
Back to where?
Maryland.
Oh, man. So you drove to Maryland?
Oh, no, we flew. Oh, she flew up to Maryland.
You flew? Oh, you just took her to Greenville then?
Yeah, yeah. Took her to GSP. She hopped on.
Oh, man. Tearful, long. But she'll be back in school?
Yes.
Oh, good, man. Now, that's just a few more days. You can do that. Your Red Sox won 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers and 3 pretty good games, it looks like. Didn't watch any of them, but you got back-to-back wins against the Dodgers at home. Plus, you wore those ugly uniforms on Saturday. Ugh.
Those are the best ones.
Oh, man. Those are awful. Absolutely awful. So, after that, you're 6.5 back. The Yankees lost 2 out of 3 of the Phillies. Yankees are 5.5 back. Aaron Judge on the IL. And they're talking about first base when he comes back, like Bryce Harper and some of those other guys. Phillies moved within a game and a half. Well, actually, stayed with a game and a half there. The Mets won 7 in a row. But the story in baseball to me this weekend, and I keep saying it, and I just keep wondering where rock bottom is, the Braves have lost 5 in a row. The Braves got swept by the Rangers, all right? To be clear, the Rangers are a little better than 500, but the Braves have lost 5 in a row now, and the Braves are 17 games back. They're 16 games under 500, and let me give you a little wild card update here. I mean, it's over, obviously. They're 12 games back in the wild card, and you just look at it and go, man, my goodness gracious, like what, where is rock bottom for this team? And it's hard to imagine, like this is, honest to goodness, this is what the expectations were coming to a season. This is historically bad. Like, we've had teams that have worse seasons, don't get me wrong, but not to the point where this team with this talent and this run they've been on it looks like this. And it was both. The pitching staff wasn't very good this weekend. And then the offense wasn't either. Man, it was just bad all weekend long. Every time I looked up, the Rangers had runners in scoring position, and Rangers just trailed the whole weekend. This looks bad. Is that safe to say, Landon? We've seen teams with worse seasons, don't get me wrong. But not with the preseason expectations like this team had. And it's not like they're not going to make the playoffs. Like they're 44-60. I don't know if I've seen this big of an expectation with this kind of productivity.
Yeah, I mean, especially when like you're saying, the run that this team has had the last couple of years, going back to 2018 and to this point, I mean, they've been dominant. They've been first in the East, NL East, the one that's been so competitive, really kind of competing with the AL East for one of the best divisions in all of baseball. And they've been leading the way, leading the charge in the playoffs since 2018. And it obviously doesn't really look like they're going to be back. And it's going to look like years of, 2014, when they went 79-83, 2015, 67-95, and followed that up in 16 with 68-93. I'm not even sure they get to 60.
Well, the other part is like sometimes when you do this in Major League Baseball, you feel like, well, we're building towards something right now. We're doing this building towards something. Well, I don't know what they're building towards now. Well, they can build towards now. So it was a strange situation. Very strange there. Kurt Kitayama won for the second time on the PGA Tour, going 65-61, 60-65. He beat Sam Stevens by one at the 3M up in Minnesota. We've got there in Greensboro this week, and then the playoffs begin on the PGA Tour. And then we have they'll be at Eastlake, and then they'll be at the Ryder Cup. So a little bit of golf coming up. That'll be fairly interesting. NASCAR, Bubba Wallace won at the Brickyard. We had the commitment of Cosey Barnes to South Carolina. He is a three-star cornerback from Grimsley High School up in Greensboro. And we had the news that Jeff Collins, that's interesting. Jeff Collins, former Georgia Tech head coach, is going to be on South Carolina's support staff this year. Lifting weights, maybe. Maybe with the jogger pants, maybe. Maybe with the Waffle House, you got to think about the Waffle House business, probably up in Columbia now, and a weird dude, but that's interesting. And then local PTA Chancellor. I'm so happy for Chris, and I've known him forever, and watched PJ grow up and all this stuff. Good commitment for Clemson for class 2027, their third 2027 commitment. Awful good to see that. And besides that, really wasn't a good sports weekend. Now this week's gonna be better. Football season, practice starting, and we got NFL exhibition season starting, and we have the trading deadline. So hopefully this week will be a little better. So as we say that, it's been about three bad weeks in sports. Fair? Like just,
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a trickle of information for college football, which is obviously the next exciting part of the year for sports, but I don't think I watched a single ball this weekend.
What little we did baseball on Saturday. We watched a little bit of that on Saturday. I was slipping over, watching MLB Network and watching some around the league coverage and all that some this weekend as well, but not a lot, man. I didn't watch any of the race. I didn't watch any of the PGA Tour stuff, not a lot of. A lot of family time involved. I actually played golf twice this weekend. Took my son out, played golf twice, played my niece as well. And so we're looking forward to, just looking forward to this week. Like, it's going to be finally we get a good sports week. And I guess we had that a little bit with the SEC and ACC media days. But maybe a little more, as practice, maybe it's a little more information coming out of all that. Speaking of which, segment two, what are we going to do today?
Because there was not a lot of sports on, I got into a little bit of golf as well in a different way. But I'll tell you about that.
I can't wait. Can't wait to hear about this. So if you're thinking about like what the show is going to be sounding like in the next few weeks, I'm going to start having on some of the guests of Clemson's opponents, South Carolina's opponents, Georgia's opponents. I've been talking to some LSU folks. Matter of fact, did that this weekend. I'm going on some of their stations coming up here this week and next week, and they'll start coming on ours a little bit, getting a little thought about LSU. I want to do a bunch. We did all those ACC win games. We're going to do some SEC win games throughout the week this week to kind of get you caught up with some of those things and still let you hear from some of the media days things coming out of it. But basically, the way I see it, we're going to talk some football today. And I spent a bunch of time this weekend on the – not a bunch. I spent some time this weekend on Clemson football and depth charts and looking at it in positions and kind of starting to analyze that a little bit, things you want to see in spring practice. So my point in all that is saying that since there's not a whole lot going on outside the college football world, and Clemson football, college football world, that we're going to talk some Clemson football today. And this week, getting ready for all of that. I do want to tell you about our great friends at Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. One of the most influential decisions that we made as far as our health goes is Engineered Sleep. I tell you, I got this Whoop band thing. It tells me how I sleep now. And I can tell you the days that I get my Engineered Sleep bed on it, my recovery's better. And that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But every once in a while, I'll fall asleep on the couch or the kids might be sick. Had my little girl had a little fever over the weekend, so me and Drake slept in the other room. Stuff like that, my recovery's not as good. And that's interesting. And I don't feel as good throughout the day. And I mean, that is tangible. That's what the data says. And I just know this, that I just sleep better in my Engineered Sleep bed. And all my recovery and all my rest, and I get better REM sleep and better, less stress sleep. I mean, it's just the data. It really is amazing to see it. Now, I've slept 3 days that I've had this on, 3 days on and outside the Engineered Sleep bed, and the rest of them been inside. And it's just amazing to see it. Really cool stuff. Engineered Sleep, made right here in Greenville, South Carolina, 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. They're going to help you out. You're going to love Engineered Sleep, love dealing with them. Going to do local free delivery and pick up your old and dispose of your old mattress for you. Besides that, you're going to get 10% off WCCP listeners. You get a 100-night sleep trial. You won't beat it. So great friends, Engineered Sleep, EngineeredSleep.com. Short break, talking some golf with Will Clanton. We return for segment number two right after this.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With memberships starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players come together July 26th through August 2nd as Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. See U.S. teams in action along with Asia, Europe, Australia, Latin America, and Canada. You can be part of this sports spectacular in person. July 26th through August 2nd, the Senior League Baseball World Series games daily at J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
It's bow time. Hurry in to Bojangles for two scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite, and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this two-for-four deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl.
Roosters, Roosters, MGC. We love Roosters. We love getting a haircut like a man. RoostersMGC.com. They do an incredible job with a straight razor shave, back and neck straight razor shave. You're looking at the neck massage, head massage. So great friends at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road. Go by and see them. You can absolutely love our great friends over at Roosters. Later in segment three, I do this every year. Do you belong in the Hall of Fame or not? Big Hall of Fame class. We'll go over all those guys coming up. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
As alluded to earlier, not a lot of sports going on this past weekend. With golf, I did not realize how culturally significant, especially to my age group, that some movies can be to educating people about sport.
All right.
On Saturday, spent the day on the lake, and came home, had dinner, and I was shocked to find out that Of the people staying with me this weekend, there was seven of us total. The four girls all insisted upon watching a movie called Happy Gilmore 2.
Yes.
And these are people that I did not know had any interest in golf. And I don't want to spoil the movie for anybody out there. I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
My expectations were really low.
Landon's in it as well. It's good.
Very, very funny.
All right. All right.
Okay. I agree. There are a lot of professional golfers that show up throughout the movie, even more so than the first one, which came out way back in 1996. John Daly is surprisingly he's probably in about 15 to 20 minutes of the movie. John Daly, the golfer. He does a great job. But current golfers are shown throughout the movie and have a lot of screen time. And these people who don't really care much about golf now have interest in who these people are. They have interest in
You're saying that Scotty. The movie now leads them to watch more golf.
I believe so.
That's interesting.
And again, I don't want to spoil the plot for anybody, but Mickey, have you seen the first movie?
I saw the first one, yes.
Okay.
I thought the first one was slightly silly. That's an Adam Sandler typical there. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I wasn't crazy about the first one.
Well,
well, as everybody else was.
You probably won't like this one.
It is a bit of a rehash, but what I took away from it, it's pretty on the nose, but they're pretty much attacking LIV Golf. And it's almost like a takedown. The overarching plot is a takedown of LIV Golf and showing why it should not be a thing. And I think you would appreciate that, and it would be very obvious to you. But with that being said, I recommend going to see this movie. If you like anything about golf, just go
ahead.
Now,
this is on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Just make some time. It's only about 2 hours long. Just chisel that out of your day.
One thing I got to do in that situation is I've got to find my Netflix password.
Oh, boy.
I pull up my Netflix now, and I have 17 different people who've come in and signed in. You know, so we have a babysitter. They put their own Netflix password in. In-laws, Netflix password. Cousins, nephews, nieces, their own Netflix passwords. So I got 14 of them on there. I don't know. I got to find each one to sign on again. Need to do that anyway, bless you. Need to do that anyway because I've got Monday Night Raw tonight. So got to find a way to get my Netflix going again, sounds like.
Just call me if you need some IT support.
All right.
Get you there. A lot of people disagreeing with me here on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line.
They didn't like the movie.
Yeah, and that's fine. I thought it was a great thing. Just John Daly being who he is in that movie, pretty much himself, I thought was fantastic. Mm-hmm. With that being said, there haven't been a lot of really good sports movies that have come out recently.
Yeah. It's hard. Sports movies are hard. Mm-hmm. Because you got to make it to where people in sports like it and be authentic to your sport. But then it's also, you got to bring in the non-sports fan. And you got to make it slightly unrealistic through all that.
And you have to make it engaging. And it's hard to tell a story with realism baked into it. And you know, like football is hard to film because you have to recreate a sport that, I mean, you can't have actors. You can't have 22 actors out there playing football.
Yeah.
And really get a good service of what it really is.
Right.
But with that being said, my favorite sports movie of all time might be a little controversial. Moneyball.
I love Moneyball.
Thank you.
Moneyball's fantastic.
Okay.
I'm
surprised to hear that.
I would put Moneyball up there, and people think it didn't get the headlines on it, but I think Draft Day is a good movie. Kevin Costner, Draft Day.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, it's good. It's good. And it's got drama, but it's like slightly realistic, maybe a little Hollywood eyes for. But it's good. You like it, Landon?
I love Draft Day. Draft Day is one of the main reasons broadcast radio doesn't work out. I want to be in a draft room. I mean, I get that's a little fabricated, but watching what they do, I found that very interesting, and that's how I wanted to get into that part of sport. So I really enjoyed Draft Day and Moneyball. By the way, I love Moneyball too because it's really the two things that I want to do. This the stat analyst. I love that stuff. I love watching it, and then also on the draft room stuff. So those two movies are kind of the reasons I want to. You know, looking forward to my future.
Yeah.
And they're both behind-the-scenes sports.
Yep. So I'll ask you then, Landon, what's better, Moneyball or Draft Day?
Oof. Yeah, I feel like I got to go.
You got the two big good-looking superstars. You got Kevin Costner and one. You got Brad Pitt and the other one.
Mm. I mean, that might be one of the hardest decisions. I'm going to go Draft Day just because I've watched it more and I – enjoy that part of it even more, like the amount of work that he does behind the scenes.
It's good.
That's where I find it, you know, so interesting to me. But Moneyball is also very interesting too because I mean that it really happened, right? So that's why I also like it because Draft Day, I mean, wasn't really based off a true story. So it is more kind of fabricated, where Moneyball is something that truly happened in real life.
Yeah.
And changed the sport, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're a big Moneyball fan, then?
Yes.
They did a good job with Moneyball, I felt like.
Jonah Hill is one of my favorite comedic actors. And seeing him in more of a dramatic role was shocking was at good. The time, and I was very impressed with
the
that.
Dude that played Art Howe was good. I liked him. That was good. The guy that played David Justice when they told Justice the Yankees are paying as much money not to play for them. I love that line. I love that line. But, yeah, Moneyball is good. Different than, obviously – so let me ask you this. Happy Gilmore 1, Happy Gilmore 2, what's a better movie?
I'm going to say Happy Gilmore 1 just because of the nostalgia factor. The second one, there's a lot of fan service. There's a lot of rehashes. They show a lot of short clips from the first movie just to kind of get people on up to speed of what's going on and who these characters are to not waste a lot of screen time. The first one.
All right. I got a long list. Tell me if you remember them being in the movie.
Okay.
Jack Nicklaus.
Yes. Yep.
One of the funniest lines of the movie.
Don't give it away.
I'm not, but it was such a perfectly executed moment.
Fred Couples.
Yes.
John Daly, you remember this for sure. Corey Pavin?
I think so.
Don't remember.
Lee Trevino?
Yes.
Nancy Lopez?
Yes.
Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, yeah.
Scottie's got about 5 or 10 minutes of screen time.
Really?
They
play into a certain incident that happened last year.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Roy McIlroy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Justin Thomas?
Yes.
Jordan Spieth?
Yep.
Can Jordan Spieth be funny?
No.
I guess? No. Xander Schauffele?
He's...
Xander, yes.
Yes, he's in there.
All right. Colin Morikawa.
Yep.
Keegan Bradley, Ryder Cup captain. You remember all these guys in the movie.
Yep.
Tony Finau, where he be now?
Yep.
Brooks Koepka?
Unfortunately, yes.
Will Zalatoris?
Yes.
Will Zalatoris has a larger part as well.
All right. Bubba Watson in the movie?
Yes. Yep.
Ricky Fowler? You remember all these guys in the movie? Like, yep. Their roles. Bryson DeChambeau.
I don't remember seeing Bryson, really? I can't Landon? Remember.
Yeah, where he's was one of the he's one of the main players at the end.
Huh? Maybe I just don't like the guy. I see right through him.
Nelly Korda.
Yes.
And then the YouTube golfer Paige Speronic.
Yeah, I think she's the. Now that I hear her name, I think she's the Dick's Sporting Goods worker. I think
I can place her because she does. Yeah. Okay.
She's a sporting goods store employee.
Yeah. Yeah. She, yeah. Yeah.
Travis Kelce is in the movie.
I did not like him in the movie. I like him as a football player, but
Reggie Bush is in the movie.
Yep.
Kelce Plum from the WNBA.
Yeah, the Reggie Bush. You had to like. I saw it. It took a minute, but then I had to go look it up. But,
okay.
Yep.
And then this Boban dude.
Boban
Marjanovic is one of my favorite NBA players.
Right.
And he takes over a role for one of the iconic roles in the first movie. And he does a fantastic job.
Bad Bunny is in the movie.
Yes.
I don't know who Bad Bunny is.
He is a Puerto Rican, I believe it's Latinx musician.
Okay.
He's one of the highest selling artists right now.
Becky Lynch from the WWE is in the movie. I think they call her the man.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
I believe I remember her.
Nikki Garcia from the WWE is in the movie. No. Let's see. The former TV personality. And then Maxwell Jacob Friedman, AEW superstar.
See, I wouldn't even know because I don't watch that.
What's interesting is, like, you guys know. All right, anybody, like, because sometimes on camera it plays, sometimes you don't play on camera. So of those golfers, anybody look really natural doing it? Anybody fight the, naturally fight, like, just looked awkward the way they acted?
I'm going to say Brooks Koepka and, I hate saying this, but Xander Schauffele didn't do a great job.
They put Schauffele in a tough spot there. It was a weird. It was kind of funny, but that's what I think this movie was about. Was kind of bringing the off-the-course stuff more to light for these guys because, I mean, the on-the-course stuff's not really what this movie's about. So that's why I don't think maybe you'll like it, just because it's not really about the golf, per se. It's more about kind of basically a comic relief of a movie, much like the first one. And actually, now that Will's mentioned it, I think it is totally to make fun of Live Golf.
All right. Texas said Happy Gilmore won by a mile because of Bob Barker. And his role in it. Texas said Adam Sandler's notorious for putting his buddies in his film. So I guess he's good buddies with some of the golfers now through all that. Huh. Texture 5798 said, Draft Day, Moneyball, more about organizational sports. For my money, you can't beat Remember the Titans or Hoosiers. You know, I still have not seen Remember the Titans. Seen the first scene or two, just hadn't seen enough of that. Austin said, I was impressed by Scottie Scheffler's acting. See, now that goes back to something I've said many, many times. Acting is not hard. You put on a costume that someone designed for you. You memorize lines that someone else wrote. If you mess up, they can edit it out. Acting is just not hard. Don't look at the camera, by the way, if you're acting. If you don't look at the camera and just remember it, you'll be fine through all that.
Scottie Scheffler played a realistic version of himself, too. So, right.
Which is not meaning you're not acting. Big John Green says, Big John Green Vegas says, disagree 100%. Happy Gilmore 2 was a terrible movie, almost brutal to watch. And I imagine you'll get that polarizing point of all that. So,
did you watch Space Jam 1 and Space Jam 2?
I watched Space Jam 1.
So that would be my comparison, is Space Jam 1 and Space Jam 2, where it was like, you know, it's a little ridiculous in 1, and then 2, they kind of take it up an entire notch to meet, you know, the selling point of today.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what they did in Happy Gilmore 2. There are some moments where you're like, what is happening? But I think it's still a comedic thing all around, and I think that's the mindset you definitely have to have going into it, is this movie is made to be a little funny and a little ridiculous.
Texture, did you mention Eminem? Is Eminem in the movie or did Eminem do something else?
He was in the movie.
He's in the movie.
Okay.
I did not expect to come in. Surprisingly, that I don't think he did a very good job.
Yeah. 256 says, live stage acting is very hard, sir. Okay. So just memorize your lines. There you go. It's good. You got good memorization skills. All right, short break. We'll come back. We have 5 new Hall of Famers, and I'll tell you who belongs in the Hall of Fame and what plaque I'll go see, and who doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, and who should have never been considered anyway. And it's an interesting discussion with these guys. We'll do that when we come back. Love to hear from you. 654 Roar Reaction Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Looking forward to a good show the rest of the way here on out. We're after this.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hey guys, dealing with ED or low T? Don't just accept it. Act like a man and fix it. Your old lady will thank you. Guaranteed. At Low Country Male, testosterone and ED plans start at just $5 a day. You'll get labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Right now, get 2 months of free ED meds with any new plan, plus 30% off NAD+ and peptides. With 8 South Carolina locations, it's time to make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Told you I had a great experience when I called Blue Ridge Heating and Air. You might not know that. I tell you, last week I was all worried about my HVAC unit. It's working great. They came by. They did a terrific job. Now's a great time because the energy tax credits seem like they're going to go away now. And the energy companies are giving you big rebates. That's a cool deal. And they're giving you $400 off automatically at Blue Ridge. And I got to tell you, man, just how affected they were. They were amazing to me. My great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, it couldn't have gone any better. And so my highest recommendations, our great friends at Blue Ridge and Blue Ridge Heating and Air.com. All right, quickly, we had 5 Hall of Famers. I do this every Hall of Fame class. Dick Allen got in to the Hall of Fame. And this is an example of the Hall of Good. I like Dick Allen as a player. He got in on the Classic Baseball Era Committee, which I don't understand why we have different ways to get in the Hall of Fame. To me, you get in if you got a chance to get in, and you don't go back and revisit. He wasn't good enough the first time around. And he's not great enough now. Let me just highlight some things for him. He didn't win a Most Valuable Player Award, and he was Rookie of the Year. Outside of that, he just didn't do a whole lot. He played. Let's see if I'm right by saying this. He played from 1963 1977, so 15 years in the league, and he was a 7-time All Star. In other words, more than half the time he was in the league, he wasn't an All Star. Never did anything in the playoffs. Looking at it, 1,800 hits, which is number 375 on the hit list. Stop me if any of these are really impressive to you. He did hit 351 home runs. That's 102 on the home run list. 1,100 RBIs. 211 guys had more RBIs than Dick Allen. And a 292 hitter. Like, I'm just not sure what really sticks out. He was an intimidating player for a short amount of time. But look, Dick Allen, I just don't understand. And I don't know if anybody who's going to go to Cooperstown, New York, and say, hey, do you see the Dick Allen plaque? He hit 40 home runs once, had 100 RBIs 3 times in his career. That's a Hall of Fame? I mean, am I missing something? I'm probably more hard than anybody else. I say Hall of Fame is a very simple question. Len, did any of these stick out to you? Three times he had, in 15 seasons, he had 100 RBI deals, 113 one year, 110 and 101. Hit 40 home runs once. Like, 1,800 hits gets you in the Hall of Fame now. 350 home runs gets you in the Hall of Fame. 1,100 RBIs gets you in the Hall of Fame. 292 gets you in the Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, it also doesn't help the other guys he went in with had, you know, top 10 stats in certain categories. So that definitely doesn't help. And the fact that it took Billy Wagner this long, and he has much better stats from a closer standpoint than
we're
going
to get to
Allen
him, by
does.
The way. We'll get to him. Dave Parker you can get. Yeah. Dave Parker played a long-time league, but seven-time All-Star. He won the World Series twice, by the way. He's an MVP. But also, and this isn't he's also a Baseball Classic Committee guy. But Dave Parker had more impressive numbers. Dave Parker had 900 more hits than Dick Allen. Dave Parker had 300 more RBIs. And Dave Parker was a much better defensive player. In the career home runs list, he's only 339. So he was not a huge – but that's 112 in the all-time list there. The 1,400 RBIs puts him up at – let me see what I'm going to say. He's got 1,493. Dave Parker was 58th in the all-time list of RBIs. That's close to Hall of Fame numbers. The 1,493 hits, that puts him up at the – there's a bunch of guys had more hits than that. Let me see here. But still, they got to have 1,100 hits. I'm sorry. 1,800 hits. They got RBIs is what we're talking about here. 1,493 RBIs. And then on the defensive side of things, Dave Parker was a tremendous outfielder. Had one of the best arms you could see. I can make a case for Dave Parker. I can't make one for Dick Allen. Ichiro is without a doubt, no ballot Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Ichiro, in his time, was the best player of his generation. Ichiro, who had obviously the great hits over in Japan, and then came over to Major League Baseball at an advanced age. He played 9 years as a pro in Japan, then came here and played 18 years, seven-time All-Star. He was a 10-time All-Star, was the most valuable player, was a rookie of the year, won 10 gold gloves, a two-time batting champion, a guy that had 262 hits in a single season, a major league record. This is a no-brainer. 3,089 hits. Let me find that one for you on the hit list here. The 3,089 hits puts him, got to go way up this list here, and one of the last guys to do this, that puts him 25th all-time in hits. Remember, he missed 9 seasons. Suzuki had 1,400 runs. Suzuki batted a 311 hitter. He also had 509 stolen bases and had the best arm of his generation as well. Suzuki is a no-brainer first ballot Hall of Famer. No doubt about that. CC Sabathia got in. What gives CC his, and people say Yankee bias here, the reason CC Sabathia got in is 3,000 strikeouts. He's 18th in Major League Baseball in the strikeouts list. 251 hits. That's 51st altogether. 3.74 ERA. But a world champion, a guy that won a six-time All-Star, a Cy Young Award winner. He's and dominant throughout a lot of his career. That's a Hall of Famer, yes. What is tough here is Billy Wagner. And you made a case for him earlier. Closures are tough because you're pitching one inning. Wagner was a seven-time All-Star and was a Rolling Relief Man of the Year 1 year. With that said, 47-40 record, 1,196 strikeouts. He was 2.71 ERA. That's hard to tell as a closer. The way you only measure the closure stuff is he's got 4-22 saves. That's eighth all time in the closing list. So I can make a case there if we're gonna put closures in, and if we're gonna, you know, top 10 closure of all time, yeah, got that. In summary, Ichiro is the best player in this list. Any pushback to that? None.
He batted .299 at the age of 41.
I mean, wild. Some of Ichiro's stats are just absolutely amazing. And by the way, again, you're taking away. He might have been the all-time hit leader had he played the full time. He might have broke Pete Rose's record.
9 extra years with the same output, or just average output over the other 18, I think he would have.
Ichiro had 200 hits in 2010, 2009, 2008, 2007, 2006, 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, and 2001. He broke in as a rookie with 242 hits. So in his first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, in his first 10 years, he has 200 hits. I mean, those numbers are just phenomenal. And he batted 311, 350, 321, 312, 372, 303, 322, 351, 310, 352. Just amazing. And on top of that, was a tremendous base runner. Could have, he wasn't a 5-tool player because he didn't hit a lot of home runs, but he could have. If his batting style was different, if he wanted to hit home runs, he could. But four tools, man. Defense, he ran well. His arm was amazing. Just phenomenal career for Ichiro. I would say Sabathia second. You're going to go Billy Wagner second or third?
No, I'll still put Sabathia second. Just with what he was able to do. I mean, he's one of only 15 players to, you know, have the amount of strikeouts and wins that he does.
Right.
So, I mean, the longevity also, same with Ichiro, how he was able to do it for so long. But, yeah, I feel like me personally, I had Billy in a couple turns ago just with other, you know, competition that he was going in with. I mean, there was a couple years where some other guys that maybe aren't as decorated as Billy got in and he didn't. That's why I'm like, at least he got in now. But he does look – it does get a little overshadowed with the other two that they finally decided to throw him in here.
Dave Parker,
I
would not put in the Hall of Fame.
I think it was also because he passed away a month ago today. So a little bit of a memorial, a little bit of a, you know, celebration of life there with Parker, giving him something he kind of, like you said, he's right on the cusp, but I think it did help a little bit just, you know, just passing away just to kind of help remember him, I guess.
Give
him
a little bit more. I mean, I don't hide in the world. I guess we got 1,800 hits, 350 home runs gets you in the Hall of Fame now, despite the fact that 375 people have had more hits in the league. Hall of good, man. Hall of good. But this class was better because it had a little more depth to it than we've seen in other classes in recent years. Because of Ichiro and because, I mean, Ichiro's almost like that, you know, that Maddox and Glavine and Jeter and like when those guys go in, like, oh yeah, of course, Mariano Rivera, like that, those guys, oh yeah, yeah. That's what the Hall of Fame should be. I mentioned this many times now. The Hall of Fame should not have any debate to it. The Hall of Fame, I never saw Ichiro play that I know of. No, I never saw Ichiro play. But when you go to the ballpark and Ichiro comes to the plate, then you look at it and go, son, see that guy right there? Yep, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know if you – did you say it with Billy Wagner? Sabathia, you said. I saw Sabathia pitch. And my mind's like, today I get to watch a Hall of Famer.
It should be icons.
It should be like there's not a question about it.
You already know who these people are.
Yeah. Is the question of Dave Parker good? Does he belong in the Reds Hall of Fame? Does he belong in the Pirates Hall of Fame? No, he's great. He's one of the best Pirates ever. He's one of the best Reds ever. Dick Allen, one of the best Phillies ever. But he was a really, really good player. Those guys were great players. But were they Hall of Famers? No. Texas said Dave Parker from the dead ball era. Only way to do that is compare him to what everybody else had at the same time. I mean, Mike Smith was from the same era. Look how many home runs he had. You know? Pete Rose, same era. Look how many hits he had. Like, dead ball or not, those guys still performed.
I mean, you could put Dick Allen into the Hall of Fame of style. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
those sideburns, those glasses. Oh, yeah. My man's rocking.
Look at the Dave Parker, the big fedora hat he has on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
those guys are styling.
That's what I'm saying. The style, though, they're in there easily with the style.
Yeah, Texas Itcher had 100 more hits than Pete Rose if you combine the two. And I'm not sure you combine the two. The pitching's better than the United States, obviously, in Major League Baseball. I get that. Texan, good morning. How did Allen's stats compare to the other guys during his era, KT and Athens? He was good. Like, he was good. But again, in 15 years, he made 7 All-Star teams. Like, so in other words, you got to be on the top probably 2 to 3 at your position. And half the time, the people thought that he wasn't in that, in his deal. So, bottom line is, Hall of good with a couple of them. Hall of fame. When I go to Cooperstown, I'll take my son and my daughter, she's interested, and I will take them to Ichiro's plaque. And I'll take them to CeCe's plaque. But we might skip the old Dick Allen plaque in there. And I hate to say that and hate to be that way. Maybe even Billy Wagner. Closures are really, really hard to do. Texas, I guess if after 40 years people remember your name, then that makes you a Hall of Famer. That's right. That's exactly right. What comes
Well, I got one more thing for you. Do you think Jim Rice deserved to be in the Hall of Fame? As a Yankees guy, do you think Jim Rice deserved to be in the Hall of Fame? Because if you compare Dave Parker and Jim Rice, Parker is better than him in hits, RBIs, stolen bases, had more championships, had one less All-Star, same amount of MVPs.
Really?
2 batting titles.
And a much better defensive player.
Yep, 3 gold gloves and 3 silver sluggers. Jim Rice didn't have a gold glove, and he only had 2 silver sluggers and didn't win a single batting title.
Well, I will tell you this much. I didn't think Jim Rice belonged in. And that's not locally, people don't want to hear that. I played golf with Jim Rice twice, by the way, and he gave me a hard time about the Yankees for 36 holes. Quickly, so I wouldn't have not have voted Jim Rice in. Quickly, here is who is potentially up next year. Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, Chase Utley, Alex Rodriguez, Manny Ramirez, Andy Pettit. That's from last year's voting, the guys that did not make it in. Let's see here. Anybody else? Any newcomers on here? Well, battling for the first time next year. We'll move on to the next. Cole Hamels, no. Edwin Encarnacion, no. Ryan Braun, no. Alex Gordon, Matt Kemp, Hunter Pitt. No. Next year's Hall of Fame class, Beltran maybe. Andrew Jones might get in now. Chase Utley might get in. A-Rod won't. Manny Ramirez won't. Pettit won't. Are we going to have a Hall of Fame class next year? I don't know. This class was good, though. And that's because Ichiro, Sabathia, and Wagner. I saw all those guys. Yeah, great, great players, no doubt about that. All right, when we come back, I want to talk some Clemson football, if we can, for a segment. Dr. Martin's going to join us at 7:25 this morning. I have thoughts, concerns, areas of strength, growth, development type things. Thought a lot about this depth chart, so we're going to kind of go over some of that and get your thoughts on all of that. Our telephone number is 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Coming off of the weekend in which Will spent on the lake and Lannett watched his Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. Good weekend for those guys. Hour number 2 when you come back after a very short top of the hour break. WCCP.